I have a question for you guys. I was talking about this on Discord today, and I said that Bernardo Silva is one of the most underrated players, and he's one of the most valuable players in the city. I think he's actually irreplaceable. And it's not just his talent, but he's world-class in two positions, right? He's world-class in midfield. He's world-class in as a forward. So what other players can you guys think of that are world-class in midfield and forward? And by world-class, I mean no defensive deficiencies or offensive deficiencies. Like, for example, Messi, he has like 99.99 rated offense, but defense, you need to kind of work around him when he plays in midfield, right? Mm. What other players are like that?
Kimmich.
But defense midfield and midfield. Forward.
No, that's the thing, because I had a couple of defense in midfield, but forward and midfield?
Forward and midfield world class.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Can you guys think of any?
That are currently playing?
There's not many.
Honestly can't think of any person.
Rooney back in the day?
Yeah, Rooney's a good one. Rooney's a good one. No, Rooney's a good one. Rooney's a good one.
Heon.
Nah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Midfield.
Rude Hullet could play anywhere. Oh, no.
Stop.
He could play anywhere. Nah, let's be honest.
Stop it.
Let's be honest. Man, I could play any of the 11 positions. Put him in net too.
Bro, I was going to say maybe Hazard, but we never really see him too much in mid.
No, I'd say he's more so in the mid than he is in the forward positions.
Takes up midfield positions, but he's not a midfielder.
What I've seen this season with Hazard playing, trying to cover for Benzema, no, he has to stay on the wing. Or he's ineffective.
Hazard at his peak was basically operating the midfield.
Yeah. He's basically
it wasn't him operating as an out and out attacker. He was literally picking the ball up in his own half at a lot of the times and then dragging it forward.
Yeah, but the thing is, Bernardo, he can play as just a midfielder and he can play as just a winger. Mm-hmm. Like, he holds the width, he does everything that he needs to.
Great work.
I think 10 out of the best work rate ever. He's the best. It's I can't think of any other players like that.
Yeah. It's hard to come up with a current
Foden. Player, Foden is my comparison, honestly. But he just hasn't played midfield.
ADB does it similarly, not as drastically, but similarly to Silva. Mm. Look at him today. He was operating as a winger.
No, and he was a winger in Wolfsburg. He used to play right wing.
Yeah. So, like, he's but, like, I think that's things that City, the way they operate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm struggling. I'm genuinely struggling. I can't think of anyone. I can't think of a current player. Maybe even past. Is he done? But other than current player, yeah, I can't really.
Ronaldinho.
I feel like Benzema, bro. Honestly,
he could, but he hasn't.
Honestly, though, if we've seen Benzema play in the midfield, he could definitely do it. Stop. He could definitely do it.
No,
he
can
do it. He can do it. He can.
No, he can't.
The way he plays, we know he can do it. He can play.
He has the technique for sure, but we haven't seen him do it.
Okay, then you can say Harry Kane. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, but we have to say people that actually like slotted. Not good.
I was going to say Odegaard. But Odegaard is a winger. Stinks.
Nah.
Oh, Firmino's a great one.
I think it's Ronaldinho, though. I don't know why we're overthinking this. Wasn't he a cam and then he played left wing for a lot of his career?
But football's changed, though.
No, but cam to winger, that's not really dual. That's not really two positions. I'm talking about CM. Firmino can do CM. I do that with him on FIFA.
If you add Ronaldinho, you add Coutinho, you add all the 10s that can play on
Joel
the wing.
Joel
Linton's up there. Joel Linton, Coutinho.
Joel Linton at forward was
Coutinho's
really
more camish, so I don't want to count him. But Joel Linton's a good one. Firmino's a good one.
And Bernardo is similar to Silva.
Oh no! Don't do that.
Grealish is similar in that sense to Silva, because let's be honest, Silva's playing on the wing, but he's really operating like a midfielder on the wing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I disagree. Like, he gets in the box.
So does Grealish.
He's always in the right place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Grealish can't play CM. Grealish can't play CM.
He did at Villa.
Not CM, CM. By CM, I mean up and down defensively and offensively. I think it's Joel Linton, Firmino, and Bernardo. I don't know anybody else.
Current players, I can't think of anybody else. There's probably more. I just can't think of. Honestly, Leroy Sané's not looking bad.
Thomas Lamar, Atletico Madrid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. He's really dropping to midfield a lot more now.
He literally just slots in center mid now.
Yeah,
that's not terrible. Yeah, it's not terrible. But who's world class?
Valverde.
Simple.
Yeah,
That's it.
Yeah. I think Valverde and Bernardo are the only two who are world class at both.
That we agree with. And that is the only ones we've seen it so far.
Yeah. Such an interesting thing. Because it offers so much tactical flexibility because anyhow somebody's out or this guy's playing so good and you have to fit him in the lineup, you can do it with no problems in your head. So KDB comes back and you want to play Gundo, just say, yeah, Bernardo, go on the wing. No problem.
I got one for you, Ace. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Tati.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Also, Julian Brandt kind of changed up how he plays. He's more of a midfielder now.
Who?
Julian Brandt.
Yeah.
Not a fan. No.
I like his technique, but yeah, I'm not a big fan of him either.
Yeah, that's interesting. Thing is, I can come up with a couple names with defense and midfield, but the forward midfield
and CM, not CAM, CM. Yeah, it's a bit tricky still.
And on top of that, Bernardo was world class, and we can only mention that with Valverde, who can be world class in both positions. And Valverde might be even too soon, but
I think Cruz tweeted today, Valverde is top three in the world.
He's got to say that though. That's his guy, and he's performing super well.
Yeah. Honestly, plus, honestly. Cruz is a tweaker. He comes on Twitter on violence. Like he's one of us.
He knows what he's doing. He's got a pod, bro. He knows what he's doing.
He has a podcast.
Yeah.
Cruz?
Yeah,
was
bro.
Was that the same one he called out Aubameyang for the celebration?
I believe so.
You're lying. He has a podcast.
Cruz been having a podcast, bro.
Tony Cruz, come on, 11-11.
Is it in German?
I actually don't know. I never listened to it. I don't know.
Yeah, and it has to be in German. Otherwise, it would have been going viral.
Yeah, I definitely didn't hear about it. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow. Now I'm tapped in now. What? Yeah.
All right, Big Fish, take it from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, welcome to 11 on 11 Tuesdays. I just want to give a big shout out to the big three up top, Arf, aka Two Leg Taco, aka Brexit Football.
This is Tiki Taka Football, Guardiola Football.
Next, Ace. Talent ID, yeah?
He was never that good. He was never that guy. I'll be honest with you.
Next up, our big man up top, Mo Salah.
Wallahim, I got time today, brother. I got time today.
Every Tuesdays.
Oh, you want to explain the format for today?
All right. So what we're going to do today is we're definitely going to get into the City-Liverpool game. We might touch on some other games like the El Clasico, maybe the Arsenal game, whatever here and there. But what we're going to do before that is shout out to our brother Lee Ban, who had this idea where we're going to give our hot takes. Basically, we're going to go head to head in a basically eight team bracket. We each get two hot takes and we try to get the hottest takes, the most horrendous hottest takes as the winner.
Okay. Wait. Are you voting for the one that we agree with?
Yeah, so each matchup will vote and then to the one that we feel is the one that deserves to move on.
Yeah. Are we allowed to debate it though?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. That's the whole point. There's gonna be two. Like out of our eight takes, there's gonna be two that's left over. We could do one for that. We can vote on that one as well. But I feel like two is nice to have to like win the whole thing. But if yours isn't in the final two, you lost. So I can't believe you lost already.
Hey. Wait till what I have to say. I might have been holding this for a while. Can I go first?
We have the bracket first. So you can,
Mo? All right.
So,
Mo, go ahead.
The first bracket is R versus Mo.
Yeah.
And whoever wins will advance to the semis of the hot take.
So everybody votes?
Yeah, you can't vote for your own, so the opposite three will... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Wait, Lee, how would that work? Because two of them can't vote, so it's between me and you.
Oh, that's true.
I guess, we'll see. You guys decide, man. There's two of you guys. You guys
think it's sexual.
All right.
If you want to go first, man, you're kind of had a lot of vim right now.
Let me go first. This is my guy, and a lot of people has been dissing him for the last 10 years. I honestly think. God. Wait, you know what? I'll let you guys guess. Who do you guys think I'm talking about?
Ozil.
No.
That's close. Not his guy. That was my guy.
Yeah. That's not my
guy. Aubameyang.
No.
Lacazette.
Nope.
Last 10 years?
David Luiz. David Luiz is one of the best center backs in the last 10 years in Premier League football. One of the best center backs in Premier League football in the last 10 years.
Hear me out, bro.
He's been disrespectful.
Let's be argue against him.
Can I just let him like take his own?
Hear me out, though. This guy's won multiple trophies. He's been one of For Chelsea, Mo. For Chelsea, he's won league title and Champions League. And he was one of the best performers in that. Are we forgetting that 2012 Champions League run when he was starting as center back over John Terry when he was injured? Are we forgetting when you won under Conte, when you're playing three at the back, who was one of the most impressive players in that system? Mm. Yeah. But because we are always going to give hype to all the other guys who also had howlers. Obviously, David Luiz's howlers were extremely highlighted. But let's be honest, he's been great for a long time. He was great for Brazil until the 7-1. I don't want to get into it. But come on, man. He was honestly one of the best center backs. It's just his bad moments were extremely highlighted. Too high, you know?
No. I think with David Luiz, what we really need to talk about is how that guy took every free kick and shot over the bar.
Hey, he scored some bangers, though. Are you forgetting that Colombia goal?
That's international. I'm talking about for Chelsea.
He scored the same one for Chelsea.
Mo, are you feel me?
No, Chelsea fan. I yes and no feel you. Because if it wasn't for him,
don't make me wasn't for
him,
highlights.
If it wasn't for him, KDB's free kicks run, I wouldn't be around.
That's true.
Just know that. He's the reason KDB has these crazy free kicks.
I'm just saying.
I'm not committing that.
Let's hear it.
Do I have to debate his topic?
No.
You know what's crazy? I literally thought about this 5 minutes ago. I've been holding that in, to be honest, for a while. But go ahead, Mo.
Trent Alexander-Arnold is barely a top 10 fullback in the world, let alone even top 5 right back in the world. He's barely making the top 10.
Right now?
That's hot.
Hear me out. Alphonso Davies is a better fullback.
Hakimi fullback or right back?
Fullback. Barely top 10 fullback.
Hakimi has 0 assists, by the way, this season.
You know what?
0 assists.
That's not a metric.
0 assists on a team that's what? Almost undefeated?
Almost undefeated. Alphonso Davies is a better fullback. Andrew Robertson's better than him as a fullback.
No.
João Cancelo, no. You don't think Robertson's a better defender?
No, he's not.
He's a fullback position better?
João
Cancelo, Reece James.
Yeah, 100%.
Theo Hernandez in the mold of Trent, and I'd rather take him. I'd rather take Theo Hernandez. I'd rather take Nuno Mendes, and I'd rather take Ferland Mendy.
Interesting.
You didn't name 10, though.
I said he's barely top 10.
He's barely top 10, he said. So he's probably like 8, 9, 10. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
But you can't say 8, 9, 10. He's like in the 5th, 6th range. You couldn't mention more than 5 names.
I just mentioned
facts
7
players.
I just said
7 players. I said 7 players that I take over him right now.
And from all the other names outside of Alphonso Davies and Ferland Mendy, he's won league titles. He's won a Champions League.
Andrew Robertson. He's won everything that Trent's won.
Don't say Andrew Robertson is better than Trent. We all know that true answer to that.
I mean, we'll get into
the season. Watch Andrew Robertson this season.
Look at the game that Trent wasn't there. Milner was playing and they didn't get scored on. They didn't concede.
They had a game. We'll get into that later.
My point is,
Chase, you're quiet, bro. What's going on?
I'm waiting for him to land.
Might be a stretch.
Both sides of the ball.
Land it.
The land is both sides of the ball. He's a terrible defender. He's a great player, terrible defender, not barely top 10 fullback because of his terrible defending.
Yeah, a month ago, Mo, you weren't saying that. A month ago, you and Ace were bigging him up on this podcast.
Mm. Then he looked better, and then he regressed completely the other direction. Unfortunate.
No. Anyways, listen.
That's my take.
Listen. If we want to be honest, you're naming all guys who are all around the same level. They're all great.
Yeah.
Bro, fullback, it's not like forward where there's Messi, Ronaldo on the top. Fullback, everybody's great. On their day, any of those players can be better than all of those players. That's facts. So if you don't think Trent Alexander-Arnold isn't top 5, that's cool. But he's in the mix.
No, because the media parades him. The media parades him like he's the best. Yeah.
Because he was on fire for so long. And I understand you saying you'd rather take other guys over him because they have different qualities. But none of those players are that far ahead of any of the others.
Nah, you're really protecting your guy. You're not acting like he wasn't considered the best.
That's facts.
You're protecting him because 2 months ago or 3 months ago.
Tell me what I said verbatim. Tell me what I said.
You said you can take these guys that are similar to tiers. You just recently had a hard time. You just recently had a hard time saying Reece James might be better. You recently had a hard time. Before, if I talked to you about this last year, you would have said, no, there's no way. It's not even close. Not even close. And that's
because
how
he wasn't
with him for years.
Because right, he guys, wasn't.
We got to vote. We got to vote.
And because he wasn't.
Let's vote.
No. Mo, I understand your take, but it wasn't.
Bro, you're
let's
already defending
go, let's
him.
Let's go.
No, I love that take. That's a great take, but
come on, you know.
I hate that I'm moving David Luiz on. I think that the David Luiz take was. I agree with that more.
Yes, sir, Levan. Thank you.
No, no. If I want to be honest, Mo, if you change the wording of your statement, I'll agree with it. Because no, it was the all in the same mix. They're all in the same mix.
I agree. That's what
RF's hot take's not even really a hot take.
Mo, just take
that. That's true, Mo.
Like, Mo, are you going to change the wording of your statement?
Hold on. It's not a hot take saying he's one of the best center backs in the last 10 years?
In the Premier League?
I'm voting for Mo.
That stinks.
I can name 20 center backs better. I can name 20 center backs better.
Do it. That's all I want to say.
He's won Saliba.
No, seriously. Actually, in the Premier League, name me 20 center backs or better.
2020 is crazy. That's hyperbole.
Yo, time out. Our's hot take is Devlin's one of the best center backs, and his metric was name 20 that were better.
Name me 10. You guys can't name 10.
You want me to name you 10?
Go ahead.
Most of
them. I'll say Matip.
Hold on. Before you go, hold on.
Oh, name now. 10, no, you stop
10
me.
From, because me. I'm done. Until he retired.
Bro,
until he stopped playing football.
You said last 10 years.
So let's go through his career. 2008 to 2018.
Ace. So I can't name guys playing right now?
Ace, too many parameters. Don't answer.
Yeah. I'm always RF, you're done. All right, my take.
Yeah, it's me versus you, Ace. So you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
So my take is quite simple. It's something that I've been saying for a long time. Mm. But on the Champions League run where MSN won it, their trophy, Neymar was the best player. Oh. And that is factually correct. If we want to look at the Champions League knockout records, Messi scored in... Okay, so there's the 16 with two legs. That's two games. Quarterfinals, two legs, two games. Semifinals, two legs, two games. The final... At 7 games, Messi scored 2 goals. And those 2 goals came in the semis against Bayern. That's it. If I look at Neymar's stats, Neymar scored. He didn't score in the round of 16s, but he scored both quarters, both semis, including a double in the second semi and in the final. Mm-hmm. That is a monstrous performance. That shows mentality. That shows eliteness. And that shows I'm the best player in this team. And I think that, honestly, Messi did have better numbers throughout the season because we know what he does to La Liga. But for me, and I think it's very apparent to see, Neymar carried that team in the Champions League. And that's my take. Neymar was better than Messi in the Champions League when they won. And he was better that whole season.
Are we allowed to talk about it, or do we wait for Levan?
No, we can talk about it.
Feel free.
I think you have the same question as me. Go ahead.
My question is, you have said just goals. I want to know the assists as well because that's very
important. Oh, Messi had 4 assists.
And how much did Neymar have? What were the goals and like the numbers?
Guys, 2 goals and 4 assists compared to 7 goals.
No, stop.
7 goals.
No, seriously. Also, sorry, one sec. If we want to talk about the last 4 games of the Champions League, which is the quarterfinal, second leg, semifinal, both semifinals and the final, Neymar had... Messi had 2 goals and 2 assists.
Okay,
right?
Thank you.
Couple blanks. Neymar scored in every game. And in the last, he had 6 goals in those 4 games.
This is crazy. I'm so disappointed on you, Ace. So disappointed.
Bro,
I've been saying this. We've talked about performances over stats. And you're doing exactly that. We all know damn well. I'm not even a Messi guy. Messi's performance that season was insane.
You didn't watch the games.
I watched all those goal contributions. Ask my wife. I watched
Neymar carried that team. Neymar carried that team.
Neymar was Chris Bosh.
So, Arf, you're talking about the highlights. Highlights you watched were goals. Okay. You watched highlights of goals. So, what are you talking about?
Brother, you're talking to a lot of
You're telling me you watched 90 minutes games?
No, you're lying. The only comparison you could say for this take, if you put Luis Suarez as being the best player, because Luis Suarez's performances was arguably better than Messi that year. Arguably. Neymar was definitely.
Huh?
That was obvious.
You didn't watch. You did not watch. I promise you didn't watch.
Talk to any Barcelona fan. Talk to them.
Chat Neymar them carried that team for the Champions League. So, facts. Plain and simple. Question, you're watching La Liga. Go ahead.
You're crazy. No. How do I judge this, though? Who do we base it? Like, if I'm going to vote, am I voting for the guy who had a better take or who was more correct?
Ace, can you clarify your hot take? Like, what's the actual hot take?
Neymar was better than Messi in the Champions League. I could expand it for the whole season, but I'm just going to say Champions League because that past that is opinion.
I think
in the Champions League, it's Neymar's was better than Messi in the Champions League where they won.
All right, let's see here at Liban's hot take then. I want to clarify.
Yeah, what you're comparing to. Yeah, I thought you were saying Neymar was better in the MSN era. Like he was the best player in the Champions
League. No. I'm not going to say he was better. They were all around the same level. I think Messi stood out among the three of them because he's Messi. But during that Champions League era where they won Barcelona's last Champions League for what, almost 8-9 years now, Neymar was the best.
Yeah.
That's facts.
No, I don't agree.
All right, man. What's your take?
Mine is it's very simple. It's one sentence. Xavi is the greatest midfielder to ever play the sport.
What are we doing, guys? What are we doing?
There isn't anybody that's come close.
What do we do? Think of names. I mean, all right, this is unbelievable.
Are you saying outright?
There isn't anybody in this tier. He's way better than
Iniesta. He's way better than Zidane. He's way better than Modric.
Yes.
Hear me out, though. Has he ever got to face adversity? Because he's never played outside of Barcelona. He's never touched any league that's not Spanish football.
You can say that for so many players. Who else you could say you say that for? I've stayed in the one club forever.
Not the greats.
Wayne, like any player that stayed in one club for like, you know, whatever, 10 plus years. You could say that about Messi even. Is Messi facing adversity?
That's what I say. That's exactly what I say.
We get on this. You said about Ronaldo too.
Ronaldo who?
Excuse me?
Ronaldo Cristiano.
He won a Champions League in two different clubs.
He went to a United team that was already stacked. He went to Real Madrid.
What do you mean he went? Galactico. They bought him from Sporting because he amazed. See, this is so agenda.
But no, it's not agenda.
That's a poor point.
Come on, bro. Say he had a perfect position in Man United and Real Madrid just like Messi had in Barcelona. It's not a crazy thing to say.
Who are you saying is better?
You know, the thing is, with your take, Liban, I agree with it because I do think Xavi is arguably the best midfielder to ever play football from my time of watching football. So that's what. But
can I go back to the tier list?
Am I judging it based off, like, how am I judging between you two? Is it like who had the better take or who is more correct?
I think Ace had the better hot take because his thing actually has debate and there's an argument for his position. Whereas like with Leeds, it's like if somebody said that, I wouldn't be like, oh, what the hell? You're crazy for that. And like you have to kind of back it or whatever. It's none of that.
I disagree. I think it's universally Iniesta over Xavi, which is so stupid in my opinion. I don't think that's correct.
Universal. We had it on the tier list.
I did. Y'all did have him over him.
Arf, what do you, Arf? Exactly. You're just hated.
Sure, because Zidane on tier. I mean, Xavi on tier one.
We had Zidane number one.
No, we did. Exactly. No, we had Zidane, Iniesta, Xavi.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Those three, it wasn't like to me. It's not a hot take. Lee is the best player.
I'm saying there is no tier.
If Lee came on here and said KDB is the greatest midfielder of all time, then that would be a hot take for me.
True.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Give him a year.
Because I kind of agree with Lee.
Lee, he's calling you safe.
No, it's a safe. It's not. No. Bro, I get where he's coming from, but it's not a mind. Like, I am not going to disagree with somebody who says.
No. Let's hear the actual linguistics of what he's saying. He's saying he's in a tier above everybody else, a tier above Zidane and Iniesta.
Correct. I'm saying there isn't an argument. I'm saying there isn't an argument. He is the best midfielder ever. That's the take.
If I had to vote, I'm going with Ace.
Same.
Yeah.
Lee, first round bounce. Portland Trailblazers. Get out of here.
Wow.
Are we doing the other side or are we gonna stay here?
I think we go to finals now.
No, there's other short on time. There's other half.
Lee, you're running from the grind, man.
So next up is what? Me versus Ace, right?
Yeah.
Should I go first? Or you want to go first, Ace?
You go first.
All right. My hot take isn't really football. It's future related. China is going to take over football in 25 years.
This guy said 25 years is safe.
It might be sooner than that.
No, it's not. You know why it's not safe? Because I can't name a Chinese player. So it's not safe.
I'm telling you. China is going to take over the football world in 25 years.
Didn't they have sanctions come in where they couldn't sign players on big wages anymore?
That's part of my argument, right?
Really?
Hear me out. You want to develop your players, you don't bring international players. You don't. You develop your players, you make them better there. And things that they're doing is, bro, they're trying to have 50,000 football specialist schools by 2030.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're building 70,000 new football fields.
That shit,
and they're trying to have 30 to 50 million children playing the sport.
Ah, oh, shit.
They're going to become the greatest.
China, what the heck?
They're going to have the goats. They're going to have the goats, bro. That's what's going to happen.
Maybe.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's a pretty good take, honestly. I kind of agree with that. My counter take, which isn't my actual take, would be that I think because USA and Canada are going to on the super come up. That guy who plays for Leeds, Brendan Aaronson, absolute
He's
baller.
Good, yeah.
Absolute baller. So, yeah, that would be my counter take to that. But my actual
USA.
Take.
USA.
My actual take is it's not based in anything other than the eye test and who I'd rather have. But I think Suarez is better than Lewandowski.
Mm.
And if I had to choose, I would not even question it. I'm taking Suarez every single time.
Ooh. But yo, you got to look at the longevity.
I don't even care about longevity. I think Suarez is better than him. At their primes, I'm taking Suarez. Suarez.
I already agreed with that, so I don't know.
Suarez is my guy. I'm not going to lie. Racist or not.
I like Suarez too, but I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know. Suarez was never considered one of the best players in football.
Yes, he was.
In world football?
MSN, he was top five.
Yeah, then, but like since then, I don't know. Obviously,
bro, Liverpool, he was top 3-4 for sure.
Yeah, I can see it being a hot take because Suarez had one great season and he had the MSN, two seasons.
That's why it's Lewandowski,
though. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, but didn't Lewandowski score like 60 goals when they won the Champions League that COVID year?
No, I hear that, but I don't care. I want Suarez. I want Suarez every time. He has the intangibles. He's not scared. He'll score the grimy goals. He doesn't care. He'll fight people. Come on, that's my guy.
He'll bite people.
Literally.
I hope he's playing in the World Cup. I hope he's fit. I don't know where he's playing now, to be honest, but I heard he's going.
He's playing in Uruguay.
He's like off the wing in Uruguay. He's playing off the wing. Nunez is like center.
I think they released his contract or something, if I'm not mistaken. He's trying to make a move to MLS.
No, he just played recently in their international. Yeah.
I just want to see him in the World Cup because they're facing Ghana again. I want to see that happen again.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
No, he had a question though.
I like Mo's one. Go ahead.
He had a question.
You know, I was gonna say, you're saying they're gonna like dominate football, or they're gonna get into?
They're gonna dominate
because they're not even
gonna dominate. No, they're gonna dominate. That's what I'm saying. They're gonna dominate.
Mm.
They're gonna be consistently one of the better teams performing in the World Cup.
You know what? I'm voting for Mo because I already felt that way about Ace's take. So I'm gonna vote for Mo's.
I'm voting for Mo's too. I like the China take.
Safe. All right, who's next? Lee and you, yeah. Arf, you can go.
I think this one's kind of obvious for me. Maybe I've just been through a lot during the Emery era and previous eras, Wenger era. Mesut Ozil, most overrated footballer of all time. Of all time. Everybody who's known me before this podcast started.
First round bye.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I do agree. I don't know if he's the most overrated ever, but I agree with you. He is overrated though. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Extremely overrated. And if I'm just gonna talk Premier League strictly, like he hasn't really done it in the Premier League.
Honestly,
it's a one season thing. It's a one season thing for Mesut Ozil. But I don't know. I've just been through. If you know me, I've talked a lot about Ozil in the past. My Muslim brother and all, you know. But on the pitch, you know my takes on him. But
a better take would have been Sancho's more overrated player. Come on, bro. That's weak.
I'm sticking with this. And maybe I mentioned it just because I wanted on record saying that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did not think that you felt that way about Ozil. I didn't know that.
Brother. I had a lot of words in the past. I don't think Ozil would have liked me.
Ace,
what's your reaction? Podcast back then. I don't know if Ace is an Ozil guy, to be honest.
I'm an Ozil guy for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't love him, but I like him. And I appreciate how he does things that don't make sense.
I don't think he just adapted to football, in my opinion.
He kills me.
What do you mean adapted to football?
I don't think he changes.
He's playing a team with no runners.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Cap. He had Alexis Sanchez.
One guy. They pass the ball to each other. He has Giroud. Come on. No, like, what are we doing?
Ozil was paid as one of the best players. He was considered one of the best players in Premier League.
And he was.
Compared to no, he wasn't. He was never. He had
18 assists.
High key one season wonder.
Giroud threw his thing and then he had problems with the management. Come on, what are we doing?
Oitzel went down as one of the greatest midfielders to ever come into the Premier League.
But Arif, I think we can agree as a footballer, not performs anything, as somebody who plays the sport, he's one of a kind. We'll never see another one like him. We'll never see. The closest thing is Odegaard, who we have. But other than that, you will never see another player like Ozil in your life.
You could say the same for Pogba. And honestly, the same take for Pogba, so many as well, Pogba being overrated.
Okay. But,
yeah. Anyway, that's my take.
All right. It's fitting that I'm against you, Arf. So I know, right? My take is it involves a Tottenham player.
Ooh.
Son?
Harry Kane is the greatest English player of all time.
Here we go again. We're just forgetting history, eh? We're just forgetting history.
He's one of the best players I've ever seen in my life. In my life.
You started watching football recently, Achen? What's going on, Liba? Come on. I know you're better than this. No.
He's better than Wayne Rooney.
You're talking about first round back. Achie, where's the trophies?
He's the greatest English player.
Can you clarify for me by great? What do you mean by great? Because greats win.
I think he's no. That's not for me, at least. In my opinion, he's the greatest and most talented English player of all time. Right now, all time. Like from this point all the way into the past, as far as you can go, since they say they invented football, Harry Kane is the best player to come out of that country.
Let me talk.
Wayne Rooney doesn't exist
better.
In the world.
He's better. He's a better goal scorer. He's better technically.
He's better goal scorer too.
Yeah, he is. He's gonna break every record that Wayne Rooney has. He's gonna break it. He has 9-9 right now.
Yeah, where's his Champions League? Where's his league titles? Where's his FA Cubs?
Yeah, well, his best teammate. Who's Harry Kane's best teammate in the last whatever how many years he's been at Tottenham?
He chose to stay.
Somebody that Ace and Arf don't even rate. You guys don't even rate him.
Yeah. But he chose to stay. That's been his best teammate. He chose to sign that contract. That's on him. He chose.
No, no.
He
said Lee, he believed in you the have project. A case for best.
This is a hot take, right? Wayne Rooney played in the most expensive squads his entire career. He wasn't even.
All great players played in expensive squads.
No, come on. I'm comparing English. I said English.
You mad? Can I put a pause on that?
Yeah.
Just Ace just went. All top players paid for most expensive. When I said Ronaldo was 15 minutes ago, he's going, "What are you talking about, bro? What are you doing?"
No, you're not understanding.
Let me counter Mo. I'm saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying that it doesn't matter. If your squad is expensive, so what?
You're not making sense.
All good players play in expensive squads, so it's a moot point. What are we doing?
It's not everyday messy Ronaldo. Let's focus. Let's go back.
Okay, go ahead.
Why are you bringing up Aguero? I'm talking about English. I'm only talking about English players.
I mean, fair enough. But he chose to stay at Tottenham.
I agree with that. He didn't win anything.
He scored so many goals. It is what it is. Rooney scored just as many goals. He has the record right now for one of the most scores goals for England.
Who are the contenders?
Premier League. Wayne Rooney was the best player on his team during those Champions League runs?
There was an argument in 2006 and 2007 between him and Ronaldo, which is crazy.
Boys. Harry Kane. Who are the contenders? Let's just focus for a second. Who's it? Alan Shearer? Wayne Rooney, Gerard, Lampard. Okay, three. Gerard? No.
Oh, you're just ignoring
Wayne
Lampard.
Rooney.
Oh, okay, that's what we're doing. Okay.
No, Wayne Rooney. Gerard.
Lampard's in there.
Gerard.
That pool of players isn't as impressive as people might think. Like maybe, Harry Kane, if you watch him on a week in, week out basis,
that's not crazy. Yeah. I'm with Lee. I'm with Lee for sure. Yeah.
I think this is more of a hot take, and it's a better take than Ozil is the most overrated player of all time.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys have to admit, it's because I'm right, right?
No, I think you're just flat out wrong. Yeah. You just have a hate for the guy.
Just correct. Both my takes are crazy and
you
correct.
You just hate the guy.
It is what it is.
All right.
It is what it is.
Guys, let's move on. Let's do the semifinals on this side right now because it's fresh. So China being the most dominant versus Harry Kane.
Hmm. That's a you and our vote.
Arf, where are you going?
China. Definitely China.
I'm going Harry Kane. I'm going Harry Kane, honestly.
Bro, because that's a big step.
I'm going Harry Kane for sure.
I think the China was a further reach, but...
I love
Harry Kane, so...
Yeah, I'm going Harry Kane. I don't know how to settle this.
You guys have to settle it, bro.
Arif, what he's saying is, let's compare the best players. Harry Kane versus Shearer, Rooney, Gerard, and Lampard.
Bro, once you start saying those
names out loud,
it's
kind of clear.
I have a genuine question.
He's voting, though. I have a genuine question.
Talk to me.
If Harry Kane becomes a top scorer of the Premier League era of all time, like top scorer, top goal scorer, would you say he is the best and the greatest English product the Premier League has ever seen?
I can't say greatest, but I'll say best.
Okay.
What the hell is the difference? The greatest and best. Just let him have it.
Whatever. You could be the best player in the world and not be great.
Sure, whatever, man.
In my opinion.
That's fine.
Great is accolades and legacy.
Okay. Then my question then becomes if Harry Kane, he's looking like he's on pace to beat the record, right? So does it not look like that? I'm not saying Lieberman's take wasn't a great take, but does not look like that's not an achievable take. You know what I mean? Right now, to say he's the best, I get that, why that's a hot take. But it's not, to me, it's not so far fetched to see that he could be better than Rooney.
You know why it's a hot take, Mo? You know why it's a hot take?
He's saying it right now. I can hear that now.
You know why it's a hot take? Because Twitter gets on the internet every single day. They get on Twitter every day, all these like tacticians and accountants, and they talk about how Tottenham has never won anything and he's never won anything. And a team has to win a cup. A team has to win a trophy. Mm-hmm. Harry Kane going to a Champions League final with Tottenham is already, that deserves a trophy itself, in my opinion. That's a trophy.
Oh, no, Lee. This is some Jurgen Klopp loser mentality.
No, it's not.
This is loser mentality.
I low-key agree with you, man. Here's the reason, man.
Winners win.
We put players from the past on such a pedestal.
You look at
Zidane, you put him on such a pedestal. My man's only won the La Liga once.
Not me.
You know what I mean? He's only won the Champions League once with Real Madrid.
I don't rate that ball, guy.
But my point is, we put the greatest in the past era on these pedestals.
That's true.
For things that we saw them play. And nowadays, these Twitter tacticians and whatever, they go, most goals, most assists, most wins, most
assists.
They're moments
people.
Realistically, bro, the reason why I think Aguero, for example, and Hazard will live the test of time in the Premier League is because they were players that were constantly, year in, year out, no matter what numbers they put up, no matter if their team won the league or not, they were constantly in the conversation of the best in the league.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
No, but the final stamp is the trophy. The final stamp is the trophy and the accolades.
But I'm not gonna talk about Tevez, for example, in the future. Mm-hmm. He was a great player. But I'm not gonna talk about him like I would Wayne Rooney.
That's true. I think the reason why it's a hot take is because he hasn't won anything. That's the reason why it's a hot take. Because he hasn't won anything.
Boys, let's round it out. Who we voted for?
The thing is with Harry Kane, it's like, I don't think it's as much as a hot take because it's between two guys. It's Harry Kane and Rooney. That's it. You can't name any other English strikers. You can say midfielders who scored a lot of goals in the Premier League. But
I said player, bro. So Rio, Ashley Cole, like everybody.
You said player.
Yeah,
this is the greatest English player to ever play in the Premier League. Ever play, period.
If that's the case, you are crazy, and I would have said a lot more a couple minutes ago. Levan gets it then for me.
Yeah, I'm with that too. So Mo's out.
No, I heard forward. I honestly heard forward. Yeah.
So
my bad.
So Lee's in the finals.
He's
in the finals.
Okay, so the other side of the bracket was my Neymar was better than Messi during the Champions League run from 2014 to 2015 versus,
Trent barely being top 10, maybe like 8, 9, 10.
No, don't say that. I didn't agree with that.
I'm with Mo.
I'm with Mo, actually. You guys go.
Yeah, I'm
Lee and Arf.
I'm with Ace's one. This is the Neymar one, right?
I'm with Mo's one, bro. I'm sorry. I feel like Ace's take is a little narrowed in terms of like time. I don't know. Why are you with Ace's and not with Mo's? Is it because you believe he is in the top five, or are you saying that it's not a crazy take right now?
Because I don't agree with Mo's take. Honestly, I don't think. I definitely think Trent is like top 10.
Yeah, right. So wait, is he in your top five?
No, but I don't agree with Ace either, and I liked his take a lot better. Because I feel like his is more of a stretch. You know what I mean? I'll go with Aces too.
So now it's my take of Neymar being better than Messi versus Lee's take of Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. I the reason my argument is, bro, you said Champions League. Not only that, you isolate it to knockout rounds.
Yeah.
No, I said Champions League.
And then you brought up the stats. No, but then you brought up the stats of the knockout rounds. You ignored
which is what matters.
So again, you're isolating it to the knockout rounds.
No,
you're saying that's what matters. That's what you're doing.
He was better in the Champions League, right?
Okay, but you ignore all the things he did in the group stage because the knockout rounds matter. So to you, basically, he was a better player in the knockout rounds, which is such a small set of games. It's 7 games. And you're saying he was the best player without a doubt. I think that's very niche.
That was my take, but my opinion, which is harder to argue,
is that
he was better than him the whole year. He was better than him the whole year.
If your take was he was better than him the whole year and you provided facts and evidence and whatever to back that, I'd say you have the hotter take. But you basically said six goals in the knockout rounds versus Messi's 2. and that's why he was better than him in the Champions League.
Which no, that's not, the only reason. That's what I can bring up.
Two winners.
No, bro, I don't think I can bring up.
I think Leeds is a better, take. That's like, that's such a niche, like, that's such a subsect of the subsect.
Arf, how do you feel? The best English player ever, the Tottenham player, grew up an Arsenal fan. Damn, that must hurt, bro.
Yeah. I mean, you're putting a guy who's never won anything. Yeah, that's a crazy take. I'm with you, Levi. So I'm voting for you. It's honestly a crazy take when you really think about it. The Neymar one.
People need to wake up. People need to watch the Spurs every week. They need to watch them.
I mean, I've seen him dive a couple times.
No comment.
Recently, but we're going to get into that later.
So Lee, are you the winner?
He's the winner.
All right. I'll concede. Yeah.
This was tough. This was tough.
This was a great segment, though. We have to bring it back another day.
100%. Yeah, 100%. This is Levi's idea, by the way.
This is good content.
Amazing content. All right, guys, but we need to get into the bread and butter. Let's talk Liverpool City. Big game today. Liban, I'll let you talk about it first. Tough result. What are you thinking?
It was a tough game. They played really well. I saw like the people after the press conference. it was all right. I it was a good game. It was a good game.
First of all, let me ask you this, though.
Lee.
Hold on. I have a question for Liban. No. The Foden goal, the disallowed one. You agree or disagree with it?
It's whatever. Like, it's not that I disagree or agree. Like, the VAR has already messed City up. Like, I don't know if you guys watched the Copenhagen game. Well, probably not, but
yeah,
I saw VAR get it wrong 3 times in a row. We got a penalty we didn't deserve. Then they called the handball. We didn't, you know what I mean? So I don't know what's going on with VAR. It's funny. When VAR first came out, I actually was for it. Like, I thought it would, like, fix a lot of things. But if we're calling fouls, like, obviously, that Fabinho foul in slow mo looks terrible, but in real time, it didn't. I didn't think that was a foul because they were both jostling, and he just happened to, like, I think Fabinho realized he couldn't get to that ball, so he just fell backwards. But whatever.
I honestly believe they only call that foul because it was a goal included with it. You know, I don't think they call that foul any time on the pitch when it happening, any time. They only call it because they scored a goal and to disallow. Yeah,
and Mo, of course, Mo's best friend was refereeing us today.
Yeah.
And
respect Anthony.
I thought he had a good game.
He had a terrible game.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell why he did it.
I enjoyed it.
I've been watching soccer for so long now. I've never seen a referee stop to give a card to the opposing team when the other team has the ball on the attack. Bernardo Silva was on the wing about to whip the ball into, like, whoever was in the box, and he stops the game to give Klopp a red card. That could wait a minute. That could wait like a minute or two. Why are you stopping the opposing team another time?
One of the more egregious things in that game, bro, I seen Salah actually get grabbed and dropped, and he just ignored the foul completely.
Yeah.
No, like, but the thing is, it was a rough game. It's always a rough game. Like, that game is probably the hardest game to referee.
He always lets it happen. No, it's watch his games, bro. He just lets this stuff happen, and then he randomly decides.
Nobody lost due to the ref. Nobody lost.
He had a poor refing both sides.
Yeah,
but watch every game that he ever refs, bro. He just lets random physical stuff go, and then the small ticky tacky stuff, he'll randomly give a yellow, and that's why it seems so one sided at least at times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just there's no logic in how he refs. He's insane.
I hear a lot of bias.
That's personal, but okay.
Thank you, Mo.
Didn't you say something about him? If he disappears, then don't look for me.
I should be disappeared.
You're upset. My bad. That was fed. But listen, let's talk about the 11-on-11 curse, because this is the second week in a row where I have said something, and the player has gone on to score a hat trick.
Son
scored a hat trick. Salah scored a hat trick, which I didn't care about because they're already winning. But now he played like a man today. He played like a man. He was hungry. Come on. So. No.
It was like a 7 out of 10 for me. I didn't think he was like particularly special.
I agree.
I respect the initiative. No, he played with initiative. He played with hunger. He played with passion. He didn't want to lose. He's fighting players. Selfish. This is what I want to see. This is what I want to see. No, come on. You guys are nitpicking.
He played very regular.
He showed character today. I'm not saying he had the best game ever, but he showed character, and you have to respect that from a player who was in terrible form. Biggest game of your season against your rivals. You say, hey,
you want to know why I'm showing up today. You know why that's cap? Because He missed he missed that one on one, and if he missed that second one, you'd be like, he played terrible. What's going on in his head? Like, you'd be saying,
My opinion of how he played would not have changed.
Yeah, and honestly, the first
both keepers like, had ridiculous performances. Yeah. Like them, Holland, if Holland scores any of those chances, your opinion would change, right?
No, I thought he played okay. I didn't think Holland played bad or
Holland
bad.
Didn't really do much. Holland he didn't really do much. Anonymous. He was anonymous. Salah was not anonymous. He was in the game. Whether he scored or he didn't.
I think
he was in the game.
I think Howell was in the game. Right. He was in the right places. He was coming back.
He was doing what he's supposed to do. Yeah, that's his job.
Yeah. Salah, he's facing Virgil van Dijk. But anyways, go ahead.
Joe Gomez.
He showed character. What does that even mean? He showed character.
Joe Gomez, I think, had a better game than Van Dijk.
Van
Dijk played good today. I'm not going to lie. He played great today. He played good.
Van Dizzle was.
But you know who was the best defender in that back line? Was Robertson.
Yeah.
He did his job.
Going forward, he was. I don't know. Robertson kind of lost a step. Like everything just looks off, his touch, his passing, his delivery. It's not the same Robertson I've seen. And I honestly seen glimpses of that last season as well.
He just came back.
But even last season, I see a lot of glimpses of that. Like he's kind of losing it a little bit.
How old is Harvey Elliott? How old is he?
20? I think he's 21.
He gets a pass then. I thought he could have been more like clinical and dangerous today, but he just, I don't know. It was too big of a moment for him. But
I forgot who whipped it to him. There was one that it got whipped to him and he just goofed the touch.
Yeah, bro, he did it like three times. I thought he could have scored like two goals today. Like I thought he could have literally been way more dangerous than he has been. Yeah. But shout out James Milner though. PL legend.
I want to mention the fact that it's very interesting that James Milner played in transposition and he looked a lot more competent defensively.
Facts. That's not a mind blowing take.
And he went forward.
You thought you did something. That's not a mind blowing take.
AC trying to get you, trying to bait you.
He tried me. I said, okay.
The argument becomes if this is how they're playing, against City. Everyone's feeling the game, like they're feeling up to the matchup, and they're trying to play a lot hungrier or whatever it is. But if this is their standard of how they're playing, at least defensively from the back to the front, without Trent, then why would you play him?
Huh? You play him because he gets like 30 assists a season. That's why you play him.
They won the game.
What are they doing?
Like, they had a lot of chances this game anyway.
They're the first team to beat Man City this season. So what is the point?
And they had a lot of chances. It wasn't like they didn't make chances. They had a lot of chances.
What sample size are you using for this analysis?
This one game.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Obviously.
One game.
Hold on, I'm about to do something.
Better than they looked all season. All right, they still created plenty of chances. And they went toe-to-toe with City.
They were playing basketball. It's just, the game was up and down every play. But yeah, go ahead, Lee.
I want to defend somebody who's gotten memed a lot and unfairly compared to like, Haaland and everything. I want to defend Nunes for a second. Which is just, I do. I really do. And that's so crazy of me to defend a Liverpool player. But I said in the Discord, like, I do have to. He is an idiot. And he's somebody that, like, technically isn't where any of us even thought he is. Like, I thought he would be way better on the ball than what we've seen, at least, like, this past year. And that's probably why he doesn't start and doesn't have Klopp's trust yet. Mm. But I can't knock his effort. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm so impressed with how hard he goes on his runs. Like he's committed to the ball. Like he's definitely I don't think it's something that he can't do. I don't think it's like something that he's not trying to do. Like I think he physically can't carry out the tactics that Klopp wants. And I was saying this in the Discord, but if Lukaku showed like even 50% of the effort Nunes showed, he'd still be at Chelsea. He'd still be there. And like would have scored way more goals. That's just
interesting. Very interesting.
How do you get to the upper echelon of player if you're not finishing those chances or making the right pass to Carvalho?
That's what I'm saying. I think everything that all the mistakes that we saw today, like that's all fixable. Like I didn't think anything I saw today was like.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's growing pains.
Yeah, his physicality is clearly there. Like he brushed off Akanji. Like he got around him. Like his physicality and his athleticism will definitely has carried him this far. Right? He's starting for he's playing for Liverpool. You know what I mean? In a big game.
Yeah.
But over time, like he'll definitely get better. But. Yeah, I do want to give credit for his effort.
I hear you. And part of it, what you're saying is correct because, again, he's still a new signing. You know, we're not supposed to judge him a month in.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, even Liverpool fans are judging him a lot. I hear guys, like I mentioned earlier, everybody in the park, everybody's joking, the Nunes touch, you know, things like that. And I don't know, he kind of calls it for it, you know, the whole celebration against Arsenal, uncalled for, celebrating a community shield, not needed. You know, so he's kind of asking for people to meet him.
But he's Uruguayan. This is part of their culture.
This is, bro, he's a villain, bro. I read
they're shit houses, and we love them for that. That's why I like Suarez. That's why I like Cavani. Well, Cavani's not really like that, but
his confidence is clearly like not like low. You know what I mean? Like it hasn't really been wavered. Like he's still he doesn't care. He'll still do whatever he wants. But
yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, if we look at the Premier League table, boys, Man City are 4 points behind Arsenal. So, is this Arsenal's best chance of winning a league title? Or
no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
I just wanted to mention that.
Listen, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
Athletes, just believe me, you're gonna hear this a lot from me. But anyways. I just wanted to bring that up. I just wanted to mention the four-point gap. But yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say two quick things on the Darwin Nunes stuff. Yeah, I honestly think that he looks like he could turn into a really good player. Like it looks like he's not a finished, he's not a complete player compared to like a Haaland who looks very complete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. And the second thing, I don't think, I know we kind of touched on it quickly. I don't think that they should have called back that Foden goal. I think he got ball. Alisson was holding onto the ball just the same time as Haaland kicked it. I don't think they need to protect the keeper from that.
No, that wasn't why they called it back.
They called it back for Fabinho.
Fabinho foul, which is like, I know, which is ridiculous. No, I hear you, Mo, which is even crazier.
I thought it was that.
No, that was a mistake on VAR, but I think it was the correct call, in my opinion. I would have called that back. But the fact they called it back for the Fabinho one and not the Alisson stamp.
Yeah. Haaland got there first.
That's even worse.
I didn't like how it looked.
Liban said it perfectly. If you watch in slow motion, it looks worse. Literally. That's, but if you watch it in game time, it's not as bad.
No, yeah. So, this is no way.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
But yeah, just last thing that I want to say on Liverpool. I think we can all agree that the man of the match was whichever team's keeper won the game.
Yeah,
because both were 100%. Phenomenal. Unbelievable. And I feel so bad for Edison that he doesn't play for another nation because
I know.
He's so good. And he should be playing in the World Cup, but he's not.
I know.
And and Allison with the assist today. So shout out to him. I don't know if he got it. But
no, he got it. He got it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
To make a quick pivot so we can get out of the Liverpool City. Another top quality keeper performance in the week, Kepa.
Big game against Villa today.
Huge.
Big performance. Yeah, that was insane. I ain't gonna lie.
Mo, did you see the quote tweets on his three? When he tweeted like another 3 points. It's all these like Chelsea fans saying, "Oh my god, I can't believe we're stuck with Kepa still." Another week of Kepa.
Bro, he's been phenomenal, bro.
Yeah.
Mount with another goal too. He's popping up. He's warming up.
Another player you mentioned about not playing well. Look what happened.
That's true.
There's a real curse. Van Dijk's another one.
They definitely
this is crazy.
There's another one that I want to mention about Tottenham. Højbjerg.
Sadik.
Oh, no.
Sadik's pissed.
No. My whole point is Bentancur is clear. There's nothing you can say that will convince me.
Lee, as the guy that I didn't have an opinion earlier, Højbjerg or Bentancur?
Oh, bro, there isn't anything. You know, it's funny. It's like you comparing like I was trying to find like an NBA reference, but they're just two players that I don't know. I don't think there's like a real difference between them. It's a matter of preference. I prefer Højbjerg over Bentancur.
But Højbjerg is the reason Bissouma can't get beat now because he's performing. He's performing. Yeah,
I know. I thought Bissouma
was playing good. He's playing good. But
he's playing very good, yeah.
Just last thing on the league roundup before
we're not getting apology from us, Sadik. Not today. Not yet.
He's gonna love the Harry Kane stuff.
Oh yeah. You see, people think we never talk about Tottenham, but I feel like we're always big in the
I took a stand today. I took a stand today.
No, but fam, I swear every time we mention Tottenham, it's always bigging them up. We never talk down on them except for the trophies, joking, like banter here and there. But like when we're really into our debates, I really feel like we're always on Tottenham side. Harry Kane. Outside of Sun, honestly.
Need wing backs, bro. They need wing backs and an LCB, and their team would be scary.
Yeah. We did a good job on not talking about Arsenal today. Great, great job.
Yeah. I tried to bring it up.
Arf tried.
We're top of the table.
Listen. I actually want to say something.
Yeah.
The fact that Arsenal's top is cool. You know, I'm an Arsenal fan. I enjoy it. But what's scaring me is Tottenham is not dropping points and Chelsea is not dropping points.
Yeah.
Like, and City, it's mind to be fair, blowing City's to me. City's not either. It's just this Liverpool.
City's a constant. City's a constant. Yeah. You know what I honestly think has happened? Because it's not City top where it's kind of like a foregone conclusion then. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying because they know Arsenal's up there. Like, don't take what I'm saying with too much bias, but I feel like everybody's just tryharding because they know it's a lot more achievable to beat Arsenal to the league title than City. Yeah. And it's mind-blowing to me. City and Tottenham are on the same amount of points right now.
Yeah. I hear it. Because
the narrative of the season does not say that to me. Chelsea is not that far off. They had a bad start. You would think they're so far behind. They're not far. They're at, like, what? Like, 19 points? They're not that far behind.
With a game in hand, yeah. It's not.
This is
not
crazy. That far, yeah. This is crazy. And I'm tired of it. I want Tottenham and Chelsea to lose.
No, but the crazy thing is, Achis, like, I know I'm bigging up Arsenal, but bro, we literally had our worst performance today against Leeds, and we still
got 3 points.
But you guys are bigging up everybody else getting points. You have to talk about Arsenal too. We had our worst performance, and we got 3 points out of it.
We didn't deserve that win. We didn't deserve that win for sure.
But we got it. We got it.
Referee wise, anything wise, we didn't deserve that.
All I'm saying is, I think part of your take, Ace, and I agree completely, is it's not only City not being top; it's the fact that Liverpool were dropping the ball. Because usually it's City, Liverpool 1 and 2, everyone else fight for whatever position. Now it's like City's not first. Liverpool's not even close to top 4 right now. Mm. Yo, there's a real chance. There's real like spots available.
There's blood in the water and all the sharks are circling. And I'm so tired of Tottenham still winning points. Like it's, I don't even know what to say. I don't know.
Side note, I think Gerrard needs to get fired. He needs to get fired. He needs to go. I don't know if you, did you see his take? It was on the Sky Sports or something like that, or beat, I don't know, one of the British networks. And he's like, Aston Villa, they're not as, he said Chelsea should be fighting for top 4. Chelsea should be competing for the league. And they should just basically shit on Aston Villa when they come
to play. It was very Kloppish, that quote.
Bro, that's disgusting, bro. Yeah. Like, you're the Aston Villa manager and you're out here basically saying the team coming to your stadium should shit on you.
Yeah.
Leave. You're already doing poor. You're already doing
outside of that, so it's just the defending is poor, man. I know they've been spending a lot. I know Carlos Diaz got injured. I forgot. It was a torn Achilles or something, literally the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. So I do feel for them on the defensive side. Like you're starting Tyrone Mings every game, which is obviously a big L. So
who gave Mason Mount an assist today?
Honestly.
They got Mings.
Yeah. But it's maybe early in the season. But right now it's not looking good. But I think there's more other teams that are looking worse. So maybe Gerrard, maybe he needs a little bit more time. Maybe. Because there's a lot of new players in that squad. So, But yeah, that statement was crazy. But you guys want to move on to our next segment?
Yeah. Just before that, one thing to say on the Champions League has to do with Lewandowski's performance in Real Madrid's win.
Another curse?
Wait for it.
No, get those lights off! Off! Turn them off. They're too bright. Turn them off.
the lights were too bright for our boy, man. But let's move on, Arif.
We'll move on. We'll bring it up another time. But our next segment, since Liban is here, our Man City correspondent, we're going to play This or That, the Man City version. So, boys, we're going to start off here. We're going to go Aguero or Haaland. Oh, kind of an easy one.
Aguero.
Maybe.
Aguero. Was it 93-22? What's the time lead?
93-20.
I was close.
Everybody's Aguero?
Mr. 93-20.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, 100% Aguero. 100% Aguero.
Forever. 93-20.
For now. All right, next one. Yaya Toure or Kevin De Bruyne?
Come on now. Don't do that. KDB. Don't do that, bro. It's already over.
Ooh. I know I'm not going to get the same answer from the other guy.
Who's the other guy?
I know Mo. I know Mo is KDB. Has to be.
I'm KDB, but I like my black brother, bro.
Me too.
I'm KDB.
Listen, the tier list has the answers.
Oh my god.
Where we put KDB ahead of Yaya Toure and
do you agree or disagree with that tier list?
I disagreed with it, but yeah.
No. Toure did, so I'm one with the KDB.
Yeah, she did. For real?
Really? It was a legend.
KDB.
Next one, Fernandinho or Rodri?
Rodri.
Fernand.
Rodri.
Yeah.
What?
This is crazy to say.
I thought this one would have been the hardest one. Living in the moment.
I know, but
it's not, bro.
It's not.
Rodri was 100%.
Rodri was nice at Atletico Madrid, too, though.
Yeah. Fernandinho has been one of the best CDMs ever in this league.
I don't know about ever, but I think Fernandinho...
100% ever.
He caught a bit of luck. He caught a bit of luck with his career. In terms of like the squad that he was in, like I'm not saying that Rodri's playing in a lesser squad, but Rodri's influence is way more. Fernandinho was like cleaning up. Rodri has a responsibility to create way more than Fernandinho does, and he's just as good, if not maybe a little worse at defending, but Rodri's really way closer to him defensively than Fernandinho is to him, Rodri offensively.
No, no, listen, quick question. Who are the better CDMs in Premier League history? And how many are there?
Fernandinho's up there, but it's...
How many are there? I don't know too many.
Makalele, Mascherano.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't the greatest, I don't think at the time.
Obi-Mikel.
He
was up
there. No, you're wildin'. You're wildin'.
Come on.
If you know, you know. CDMs. Listen, bro, when Obi-Mikel came into game,
No one was scoring.
The game was over. It was finished. It didn't matter what the score was. That's where it ended. Just turn off the TV.
Fernandinho wouldn't do bits under Mourinho?
He would have.
How many yellows has that guy gotten for City to win?
Yeah, I mean, Roger had
he gets the technical yellows every game.
Roger had a tactical handball today, which I've never seen that before.
He like that's new drip.
That's some new stuff. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Next one: Leroy Sané or Raheem Sterling?
Sterling.
Raheem.
Really?
Twitter's gonna tell you Sané.
No, but Sané was disgusting, bro. As an Arsenal fan, I was scared when I seen him on the team sheet.
His time with
City. I wasn't worried as much with Sterling, bro. I was genuinely scared of Sané on the team sheet. I remember that Carabao Cup game final in Wenger's last season, the 3-0. That was scary hours.
Did you just say Carabao Cup? No, but yeah. Leroy Sané's time with City is a little romanticized.
Sterling, very romantic.
Yeah, Sterling is clear. And
I'm not gonna lie, I would have probably picked Sané until Sterling went to Chelsea and he's showing I can do this on my own. I don't need this super team. He's actually the guy.
That's what you do. Bro, I've been on this wave. Remember in the World Cup when I started turning, then I was going, the Euros was going, this guy's actually like their best player.
Definitely. No, I still don't like his game though.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't love his game.
But he produces.
He produces and he's dangerous, yeah.
Okay, I got two more. This one, I just wanted to add it because I wanted to mix it up. Kolarov or Zinchenko? I was a big Kolarov guy. I really like them.
Kolarov. You guys are insane.
But Zinchenko played in the Champions League final, though.
Yeah. Semi-final against PSG.
People blame him for the goal.
That's true.
I'm going Zinchenko.
Kolarov used to take our free kicks, bro.
Yeah, I think
Kolarov, bro.
Yeah. Wait, Lee, did I ever tell you that I was like face to face with like Aguero and company before?
No.
I was at BMO Field.
Security?
Toronto FC. I wasn't working. I was just there. And whatever, I was in like the tunnel when they were walking by and I was just looking at them. Company is huge.
That guy is a monster.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
All right, last one, just because Liverpool and City played today and we had two brilliant performances from the keepers, Ederson or Alisson?
It's Alisson. I think Ederson is just, I don't know how to explain it. He's
a madman, bro.
Yeah, he's too crazy. But you know what? I don't know. Pep loves him, so I don't know. I can't really say much, but he's a little insane.
I got one last one. Who do you think has the hardest shot power between KDB, Dzeko, and Haaland?
Haaland.
Shot power?
Yeah, KDB Dzeko produces those shot powers so well, but like Haaland is just like...
Bro, I'm only saying KDB. You're a cultured man.
Mo, you're cultured. You're very cultured.
I'm only saying KDB because his shot power is equal in both foots.
No. KDB's one foot. The hardest foot.
KDB's technical.
Hardest shot that they can do. Who has the hardest?
I think Rodri has a harder shot than all three of them.
I agree. That goal that was overturned. That was crazy.
Dzeko's shot. I've seen it live with my own eyes. I said it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it might be Dzeko.
He might pop the ball sometimes. I swear.
I don't know why you included Haaland in that. I don't know.
No, Haaland can shoot hard.
Yeah. Haaland can shoot, yeah.
The ball's flat. No spin, just laser. Yeah,
okay. All right, let's move on. Last segment for today is Player of the Week. Mo, you can go first.
I think it's Mason Mount. Two man of the matches. One of them, he only played 45 minutes.
True.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a very good one. A very good one. Yeah. The 11-11 curse stays on.
I think it's just me.
Yeah.
It is, bro. It's all your takes.
But I live for it. I'll go next.
The Lewandowski one's not looking bad right now. I'll tell you that.
No, bro. The man wasn't a hat trick or a two in the Champions League. My man, yeah. Ace was slating him and he performed. The team didn't well defend. Yeah. Didn't do well defensively, but he performed.
He scored two. Yeah, saved them. Maybe still would say, but
no comment.
Yeah.
my player of the week is Brendan Aaronson. First, probably like I've only watched him a couple times, but today he really showed out. He has so much time on the ball, even under pressure. He's giving the right pass, the right way. He's trying things. He's working hard. I really like him. I think even though he lost to Arsenal, but he showed up, and I really like that for him.
Yeah. Let me go next. My player of the week is Ivan Toney. I'm pretty sure he got his ticket to Qatar now. That's it. I'm pretty confident that Southgate's going to pick him, and he's going to be in Qatar and wherever with all the other England teammates. Let's go best for last. Liban, go ahead.
Before Liban, I got a question, Arif. You think he's going to hop into economy with the other fans?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You want me to rank the three players of the week?
No, if you have one.
Mine's Alisson.
That's good. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, mine's Alisson. He stand on his head today. I thought two shots that have gone in today that he saved, especially the Haaland one where he like reached to the opposite side of his body and got it. Bro, that's unbelievable. And
Bro, Levi really got humble today. He's spoken so highly of Liverpool today. I've never seen you like this. As much as I got to talk to you this is a diff for you today, mashallah.
Nah, it's a Premier League game in October. You know what I mean? I already know when it comes to the finals and, you know, knockout stages and the end of the season, that's what City does. You know what I mean? We're not even in form yet.
No, Lee Ben, we scheduled you and you were hoping to come here on violence.
I know.
It's a very subdued and lax version.
Unfortunate events for him, bro. If that Foden goal went in early and they won the game 1-0, it was going to be a different Lee Van today.
Maybe. I guess we'll never know.
Listen, last question. We'll leave it for the Discord. Who do you think is the better striker, Toney or Mitrovic?
Mitrovic. Other than that, thank you everybody for listening. Lee Ben, thank you so much. You know we love you so much. If you guys love Lee Ben, make sure you tune into the Pro Clubs. He's there every Friday night when we're streaming. Make sure you tune in. Boys put out great content.
Top three.
I'm top goal scorer, just saying. But anyways. I don't know why last place, though. Anyways.
Shout out my ass, the real top goal scorer.
Yeah, put skill points on passing, man. God damn. But anyways, we'll see you all next week. Take care. Peace.
Peace.